Hello, Beautiful, by Anne Napolitano. Sylvie walked out of the hospital with those three men an hour later, the hand William had held tingling at her side. The November sky was gray, and the forecast predicted the first snowfall of the year that night. They walked beneath a canopy of leafless trees on the way to Kent's car, and Sylvie thought about the memory she'd written down at her small desk the night before. She wasn't writing her family history in any particular order, though the recollections did seem to lap into one another like waves. Last night, she found herself remembering the time when Mrs. Cecchione's mean, yippy dog had chased Emmeline up a tree. Even after the dog was put away, the 8-year-old girl had refused to come down. Julia, Sylvie, and Cecilia stood at the bottom of the tree for an hour, coaxing Emmeline with snacks and promises to braid her hair. She loved to have her hair played with, to no avail. "I can't live without you," Cecilia said at one point, as if in warning. "Don't be ridiculous," Julia said. "None of us can live without each other." Rose was alerted, and she yelled at her daughter to get her little Bippy down on the ground immediately. "No, thank you," Emmeline said, gripping the tree branch. "I have a nice view. I can't come down." Kids from the neighborhood gathered around the trunk, too, wanting to see how the story would end. Sylvie remembered that her neck had ached from gazing upward for so long. Cecilia started to cry, which made Emmeline cry, too. But she now seemed rooted in the tree, unable to leave her perch. It was hard for her sisters to imagine her returning to them as the sun set and darkness began to fall. When Charlie got home from work, he joined the crowd at the bottom of the tree, still wearing his white short-sleeved shirt and tie. He didn't speak. He gazed up at his daughter, like a tractor beam, sending love. Emmeline didn't say a word either, but she climbed down into his arms. Sylvie had avoided thinking about what her life would look like after William checked out of the hospital. She'd kept her head down and showed up in his room, knowing that that was where she belonged. She'd hoped, at first, that his release from the hospital would return her to her former self. But now, she felt like she was seated on the tree branch beside the small Emmeline, not wanting to get down. Her previous life was the ground beneath her. She saw Ernie, with his dimpled chin and jovial expression, her solo commute from her studio to the library, her co-workers chatting about quirky patrons, the weather, their weekend plans. There was no tractor beam gaze from Charlie, because there was no Charlie, and there was no Julia either. She would see William less, or perhaps not at all, because the crisis was over and it would be too dangerous for her to spend time with him. She might reach for his hand, or be unable to silence her feelings. Sylvie scooched closer to Emmeline's small body and held tight to the branch. There was no way she could go back to that heartbroken, lonely ground where the sisters, who believed they would die if they were separated, had separated.